Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin says they're seeing more illegal dumping.
We're also getting phone calls from the public that sees it along a roadside and calling us to go out and pick it up, which is a task when you have a huge list and only so much time and so much money and so much employee strength to go out and pick that up. So we're finding everything from animal carcasses to household garbage, construction materials, appliances. You know, for a while there, TVs were the favorite thing to dump out there. And then, of course, they would go out and shoot them up, which makes a big, huge mess for folks to clean up. And it's also a safety hazard.
Birds and small animals may die or become injured after ingesting or becoming entangled in debris. Fish and other aquatic species could be killed when decomposing litter and food waste contaminate water. Markin says if caught, it can be costly.
The fine can be up to $5,000 or even 6 months in jail. You know, it's going to be up to, you know, what you put on the forest. You could also have to pay to have that cleaned up. You could pay to have, you know, if there was some environmental damage, you could pay to have the soil cleaned up. The bottom line is it's best to take it, properly dispose of it, and not pollute your national forest.
Markin says if you see someone illegally dumping, to contact the local sheriff's office or nearest Forest Service office. Helpful information includes the date, time, and location of illegal dumping, description of vehicle and license plate number, and description of the person dumping and what was dumped. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.